Permit broker Olivia Olson says Alaskan fishermen tend to buy into fisheries when they have high profit margins and sell their permits when the value drops.
In Alaska, now this isn't just Alaskans, but usually the guys with Alaskan permits, they're moving around. They're watching, you know, what are the hot fisheries, and they're more aggressive fishermen when it comes to following the new trends in the hotter fisheries.
The hot fish this season is salmon, and Southeast fishermen are certainly following the trend. So far this year, Southeast seine permits are at their highest levels in decades. The average value of a permit in the first 5 months of 2011 was $123,000, $36,000 more than the 2010 average. Economist Gunnar Knapp says the price reflects fishermen's optimism about the season.
People are feeling pretty good. If they keep bidding up the price of what they're willing to pay for a purse seine permit, that means they feel that this is a business seems more profitable. And that's why, you know, what people pay for permits is driven by, you know, how profitable do you think this can be.
With the Alaska Department of Fish and Game predicting an above-average pink harvest and analysts predicting high prices on the docks, seiners are certainly optimistic, but they might also be responsible for the high prices. Salmon seining is a limited entry fishery, which means the state issues permits which can be bought, sold, and traded, but whose overall number stays the same from year to year. But in 2008, Congress approved $23.5 million in federal loans to buy back a large number of Southeast seine permits. The Southeast Revitalization Association is coordinating the proposed plan. According to SRA manager Rob Zwanich, permit prices have increased in anticipation of a potential buyback. Zwanich says the reason is simple supply and demand.
If those latent permits are removed, then you have a smaller supply, and like any commodity, if there's demand for it, then that's going to increase the price. And this program would certainly reduce what now is, I think, an oversupply of permits, given the fact that not all the permits are being fished.
With forecasts for a good season this year, the number of permits being fished might be on the rise.
Rumors are talking 300. Last year it was like 250, so you know, a lot more.
That was Saner Rick McKay. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, 247 boats fished in 2010. Fish and Game predicts that number could climb this year because of a strong pink run and high ex-vessel prices. McKay says the buyback program came too late.
We should have done it five, 6 years ago, but it just took so long to get through the system that it's here we are now, and it might be too late.
Seiners who are willing to be bought out have already submitted their asking price or bid to the SRA. The 7-person SRA board will review the bids by July 21st and determine whether the buyback can move forward. If it does, seiners will have to vote in the fall on whether to approve the plan, which would result in a 3% annual tax on the fleet's catch. Other factors are at work for gillnet permits, which are selling for almost 30% more than last year. According to broker Olivia Olson, predictions of above-average harvests and high dock prices are likely responsible. The Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission reports the estimated price for a Southeast gillnet permit was $83,000 in May. Olson says she sold one last week for $90,000. The same permit sold for about two-thirds that amount last year. Olson says many fishermen feel the current price is not high, but only fair.
It has been unusual, but the permits have been at that price before, and many people feel like they have been undervalued for quite a while. Finally, with better forecasts and better ex-vessel prices, it's probably right where that permit should be.
Adjusted for inflation, the average price of gillnet permits in the past 3 decades was $82,000, almost exactly their current value. Permit prices peaked in 1989, the same year the fishery netted record profits. Olson says that while the fishing is good, higher permit prices are unlikely to deter anyone from buying in.
It's more about the fishery than it is the price. You know, they'll look at the fishery and you calculate what it's going to cost them and maybe possibly what they can make off of it. And then is the price of the permit reasonable?
According to Olson, demand for permits has boomed this year, reflecting fishermen's optimism that buying in now will pay off in the long term. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.